Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, it is Fran. How are you? How are things going out there? It has been a long, long time. I am telling you that I have been away for a long time. How are you guys? I've missed you. I've got a lot of things going on, but I'm not going to bore you with all of that. I am just going to let you know that I am so thankful and grateful to be back on the air. I am so thankful and grateful to be here, and I am so thankful and grateful to talk to you guys. I've got people holding. I know you guys want to talk to me, and that makes me even happier, and I am so thankful. All right. I just want to give you guys a little information about some things that are going on with me, how you can contact me, ways I want you to contact me so that we can stay in touch. And then I'm going to jump into taking some calls just to tell you I have actually really, really, really missed talking to you guys. So the first thing is, you know that you can find me at www.angelswithfran.org. You can also find me at Facebook. I am now 16,000 followers strong. I thank you, thank you, thank you for that. I thank you guys for checking in on me, following me, sharing my posts, helping me share the light. That is extremely wonderful, and I'm very, very thankful, and I just can't say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can also catch me at Twitter. Everything is Angels with Fran. I think you guys know that. So if you put Angels with Fran in your search engine, or if you just go to www.angelswithfran, there is a tag on the top of my page where you guys can find me. All right, I also want to tell you one more thing. My new book is out. Yes, I know, I'm so thankful. 44 Angel Messages. And actually, each and every one of these messages came to me in the process of meditation and prayer, and I was just really in a space of kind of a holding space. Have you guys ever been like in a holding pattern where you feel like nothing's going on and you don't even really think about the fact that God might be preparing you for something, right? You just think, I'm in this holding pattern, and why am I in this holding pattern? Well, I realized that I was in the holding pattern because things were changing in my life, and things changed wonderfully, and they changed for the best. But when I was there, didn't feel that way, and so I was actually a little bit nervous about it. But that faith component that I always talk to you guys about, that's that trust component that I always talk to you guys about, and I know that you know that, so I don't have to preach to you today about faith and trust. Also, what I want to tell you guys is that I will be in Dallas, Texas in July, July the 15th through the 17th, doing a woman's wellness retreat with Love Thyself Day Spa. And that is going to be a fabulous event. It is an exclusive event. It is going to be me and the owner of Love Thyself Day Spa. They're going to have natural and organic and vegan cooking lessons. I'm going to teach 3 classes, sign some books, and just hang out with you guys. So if you're in the Dallas area or you know someone that's in the Dallas area, make sure that they come. And you come too. I'd love to meet you in person. One last thing. I have been invited to speak on a cruise in January. Exciting, right? Never been on a cruise. This is going to be so cool for me, and I would love to share that experience with you. So if you want information about that, you can also get in touch with me at www.angelswithfran.org, and I will help you get it set up. Or one of my team members, one of my wonderful team members, would love to be able to assist you in doing that. All right, guys, so let's jump into some things. So you guys know that I always have to give you a general message, and the general messages apply not only to me first, but to everyone listening to this podcast. And the message that I have been getting in my prayer time is that We are in a time of transformation. Now, here's another thing. So you know that Mercury is retrograding right now. If you know anything about astrology and numerology, you know that Mercury is retrograding right now. Oh, and it has been wreaking havoc on me. I don't know if it's been wreaking havoc on you guys, but it has been wreaking havoc on me. But the thing about Mercury is it is a time for transformation when it's retrograding. So Mercury is also the planet that rules communication, travel, trust, and truth. So therefore, if you guys are looking to start anything new, don't start anything new. If you guys are looking to start a new love relationship, don't start anything new. If you have to sign a contract, don't do it right now. It ends May 22nd. I always give Mercury a few days afterwards because it seems to be unsettled if you do it before. Also, what I want to tell you about Mercury is while we're in retrograde, if you started a project like you're redoing your house or you started writing a book or doing anything that could possibly need to be finished that you've been procrastinating on, you want to finish it while Mercury is retrograding. Because if you don't finish it while Mercury is retrograding, you're going to have a hard time trying to finish it after the retrograde. So those are just a little disclaimers, a little things that I know. I had some audio to upload for you guys so you could hear it. Did not happen. Mercury is retrograding. So I am going to take some calls. I am going to start from the top, and I am going to go to the 509 area code. Hi, you're on the air. How are you? This is Fran.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Erica.
Good afternoon. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. So I was wondering, like if you have any messages or if spirit does. If not, then I do have a question.
Well, when you first said that your name was Erica,
yeah.
I felt like that you were in a place of transition. Like there's some things that you feel unsettled to me, like your energy feels unsettled, like possibly maybe you did some change, unexpected, maybe expected change, but unexpected change. So what mm-hmm. I mean by that is like you kind of felt that things may be changing, but you weren't really sure that they were going to change as quickly as they have. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Good. I'm
yeah.
glad you do. and with that, I feel it's throwing you off balance. So talk to me about what you want to know and how I can help you get through this point or this period in your life.
Well, I do, like you said, there has been a lot of changes, but I also think that I'm only evolving for, like, a better self or a better,
Absolutely.
Higher self of myself. So I don't think I'm
Absolutely.
Going in the bad route or in the negative end of it.
No,
of
no, no.
Change. Yeah.
No, I don't feel any. Go ahead. Go uh-huh. ahead. I don't feel any negative energy or any negative things around you. I just feel a little bit of being uncomfortable. I feel
yeah.
like because change is uncomfortable, right? Well, even if it's good change, sometimes it's uncomfortable. So that's what
there's
I feel.
Just,
but okay, so go ahead with your
there's
question.
There's been a lot of changes and a lot of sudden changes that I wasn't
mm-hmm.
expecting. So
mm-hmm.
like. My question was in regards to my car. For
mm-hmm.
some reason, just all of a sudden, it was having shifting issues, and I decided
mm-hmm.
for my safety, I'd rather put it in the shop and kind of get it fixed. And
mm-hmm.
It's been taking longer than it should have, so I just stopped by to that shop, and I was like, hey, I'm here for my car, because he wasn't answering my calls or anything, not even any
mm-hmm.
updates. So I thought I need to get it out of there and take it elsewhere. And so
mm-hmm.
I have it somewhere else, and he seems like he will work on it. But
mm-hmm.
I decided that once the car is out, I'd rather just move on to something else, which I love
mm-hmm.
my car, so it's just very difficult. But I decided that
you have a nice
I
car.
Move on
Your car
to...
is nice. You have a nice car.
Yeah.
You have a nice car. But I think that the time is over with that car. I think that you're done with it. I think and feel like when you, I'm not thinking at this point. So I feel like when you actually moved it from the place it was, I didn't like the feeling that I got when you said you took it and took it someplace else. You know, it almost like, you know, how some people feel or get insulted over things. So I just feel like it's time for you to get a new car.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like it's time for
I
you to get
that.
A new car.
And I'm kind of,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think what you're picking up is that I just dropped by and I wasn't feeling well, but I still did it anyways. And that day I ended up going to the hospital and it turns out that I had pneumonia on my left lung. So I do think on destiny as well, like things happen for a reason. It wasn't really my intention, you know, to go to my hometown and get all that done, but it actually, I feel like it saved my life. Like it kind of caught something that I wasn't expecting. And now I decided that I want to move on to a different sports car. This time I want a white one, and which I know is going to be hard to maintain, you know, clean, but I'm up for it. And I just was wondering, like, if you see it happening, first I need to, you know, have my car out of the shop and ready to go and then sell it off. And then I'm also looking already, but I kind of feel guilty for looking and kind of, like, keeping my eye because if a really good deal does come up, I'm not going to be able to afford it until I sell mine. But I also think that, you know, if I end up getting, like, seller, then we can probably work out a bill of sale or something if he's willing to and is serious about helping me and he's serious about selling his car.
Okay, so let me talk to you about this. Yeah, let me talk to you about this. So you shouldn't feel guilty for looking because looking shows faith. So it's kind of like, you know, we all are familiar with the law of attraction thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're looking and you're activating the law of attraction, right? So therefore, you are saying to the universe, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. And what I want you to start doing, though, is affirming easily and effortlessly. So I find what I need, and it comes to me easily and effortlessly, and the exchange benefits us both. Now, if you want to drop me an email, I'll give you that again. But the reason you're doing that is because you want whoever gets your car to be blessed, and you want to be blessed. So you want this exchange happening. There's nothing wrong with stepping out in faith and looking for what you desire because that sends a signal to the universe. Hello, here I am.
Yeah.
This is what I want. So I feel like if this is what you want, then this is what you should be doing. So I think you're on the right track. And don't feel guilty because you don't want to bring guilt into this. Why are you guilty? It's time
and
to
you
move
know,
on. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I'm very, very specific when I want something and I just have in mind, like, exactly, like, I know the year. I know that I want it automatic, the color, like, everything, even to the rims. Like, I want the original. And then, like, like I said. So I only type in what I want, exactly how I want it, and those are the only ones that come up. If it's, I'm not going to take the time to look at others that are not, like, let's say, a different color or even a different, like, standard. Like, I just won't take the time. You know, that's why I'm so specific on my search as well. So I do feel like
well,
that,
yes,
that
be
law
specific,
of attraction.
Be specific, not too specific. Be specific, but not too specific. And I'm going to let you go because there's a lot of people waiting, but I'm going to tell you this story real quick. And maybe this story will help someone else, too. So you might have heard it before. But, you know, there's a story about a man who goes to heaven, and he gets to the gate, and St. Peter's at the gate, and he goes, come on in, let's talk about your stuff. We want to look at your stuff. And so the guy says, oh, wow, well, what's all this stuff over here? All this stuff, this beautiful stuff, this rose and rainbow, blah, blah, blah. He said, this is all the stuff we had for you, but this is what you asked for. So when you're asking for what you want, you can be specific, but always leave the room and say, this or something better, God. So
yeah.
The universe has wiggle room so that they can bring you, because as you know, our minds, we think we know, and we think that we have these big, huge minds, but can you imagine the mind of spirit? It is so much bigger. And
mm-hmm.
So much more extravagant than you could ever imagine. I absolutely
see
it happening. Yes. I do
see
it happening.
Is there a time frame?
I feel like it will be when it's warm. I think it'll probably be when it's warmer. When maybe July.
Okay.
I don't know what happens for you in July. What do you have happening in July?
I don't know, but I recently got offered this internship. Our state governor offered me a position with him. So things,
okay.
Even though I was really still moving around and making things happen, like applying and being active,
uh-huh.
even though I did, if
uh-huh.
I would have known about my illness, I probably wouldn't have. But,
uh-huh.
you know, kind of did. So
well,
probably
there you go.
Be.
Yeah, I think July will be a good month for you.
Okay, thank you.
I think you're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
All right. Make sure you let me know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So here's the thing. Let's talk about the law of attraction really quick. We're going to talk about actually having the faith. We're going to talk about having the faith to allow things to move the way that they're supposed to move. So sometimes we think, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Or we second guess actually ourselves is really what we do. We second guess ourselves because we think, well, maybe I can't afford this, or maybe I can't have this, or I shouldn't have this, or whatever the case may be. And I just want you to remember that if you do that, if you're doing that, you're sending out a negative vibration, a negative energy to the universe. You're saying, yeah, I want it, but I really don't want it. Or I want it, but I really don't know if you're going to bring it to me. When you speak what you want, stand on it. Claim it, declare it, give thanks for it, prepare for it, and expect it. Don't second guess it. Okay, I'm going to go to 708 area code. Hi, you're on the air,
friend.
How are you? Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Who am I talking to?
My name's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Thank you. Thank you for calling and holding for so long. I'm sorry. I do my best,
okay.
But sometimes it just keeps going and going and going. What can I do to help you today?
I would like to see if there's any message from my angel. Right now, life is just, it feels like it's on hold. And I know that
mm-hmm.
there's a purpose, and I know there's something coming, but it's making
mm-hmm.
me crazy.
You know, here, oh gosh, I just got bunches and bunches of chills when you said that. Okay, so here's the thing. You know, you heard me talk about that holding pattern I was in at the beginning. I felt like I was in a holding pattern. I feel like you're not really in a holding pattern, but you're on a launching pad. That's a little different. So I feel like you've put in all this work to make things happen. So when I talk about work, I'm talking about work on yourself. I'm talking about you doing things to get yourself in order and in line and prepared for the next level of your life. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like by you doing that work and by you preparing, the universe is saying, okay, we've got a few more things we've got to do so that we can bring you what you asked for. Let me ask you this. Have you moved recently?
No. No.
Are you
I would love to.
Oh, okay. Because I see and feel movement around you, like relocation, boxes, stuff. I see things moving around you. So let's talk about this move. I feel like that's going to be a very big part
to your new life. Well, okay, so we know that movement means newness. We get that. But I feel like throughout this move, you're going to kind of be shedding things. You're going to kind of be releasing and letting go, not only of physical things, but I feel emotional things. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. You know, I just recently got laid off from work about a month or so ago.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very interesting.
That's definitely a move.
That is a move. Well, yeah, that's a move. So I feel there's a lot of emotional as well as physical things that need to be detached from. But they're saying that you're doing the work for that. So you're actually working on that part of it. So since you're working on that part of it, it's just now being thankful and grateful and expecting. There's a lot of thankful and grateful and expecting going on in this broadcast. But that's what it really is all about. It's about being thankful. It's about being grateful and expecting that you will receive exactly what you're asking for.
That would be amazing. That is amazing.
Well, it is amazing, and that is how spirit works, isn't it? Like, it's just amazing how sometimes you sit. Have you ever sat and looked at your life and thought to yourself, this is exactly what I asked for? Like, this is exactly what I wanted. Like, I remember. And isn't that, like, an amazing thing to have happen? You actually realize that God has answered my prayers and spirit really heard me. And that is what's going to happen to you. And I really feel like you are going to be blown away. You're going to be blown away. You're going to be really, really amazed with the way things pan out. And let me ask you this. Is your mother present or past?
She's past.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Because
but she's always
actually,
with me.
Yeah, tough. Like tough with you. Like, you know how people say, oh, yeah, that's my road dog. Well, that's kind of how I feel that connection. But there's also something about what's with the cakes or the cookies or the baking? What's with that?
That could be my grandmother who I never knew.
Okay.
But she's always with me also.
Is that your mother's mother?
Yes.
Aha. Okay. All right. So that's the connection then, I guess. Okay. So pay attention to smells. I think that through the process of your meditating and being silent, I feel like you'll get some answers to do some things. Don't second guess yourself. Just pay attention, but also pay attention to when even if you're baking, and say you're baking a pie and it starts to smell like a cookie or whatever, just pay attention is what I'm getting. Pay attention, and I feel like your directions will be, like, super duper clear.
You know what's really funny? My
what's
favorite
funny? Tell me. I love funny.
Smells like cookies. It smells
See?
Like that's my favorite perfume.
That
and
is amazing.
Like
that's amazing. That is well. That's what that cookies. So there you go. There's always a symbolism to what you know. I don't know, but you know. So they're saying pay attention to that and don't second guess yourself.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Thank
Amy.
You, Lucy.
So
email
good to
me
hear
and
from
let
you
me
again.
Know. Del, thank you. You too. Thanks for calling me and email me and let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you,
All right.
dear.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. So I'm getting the hit on the wrist from my producer here telling me that I've got to wrap it up because we got like 3 minutes. And I see how you guys holding. And I am going to encourage you to drop me an email, ask me a question, because I want to answer your question. So you can drop me an email at www.angelswithfran.org. The form will pop up. Just say your name, your email address. I was on the radio show, didn't get my question, and I will answer your question either on air next week, or I can just shoot you an email. Whichever you prefer, you let me know. So you guys know that I always end the show with a quote or a saying or something cool that you can hang on to until next week. And this week, what I am going to do is read you something from my book, my personal book, Angel Speak, Volume 2. And I'm going to read the 17th day because it's a 30-day meditation. You guys can get this on Amazon, by the way, if you want it. Also, you can get it on my site. And you should want it because it's a great little daily meditational. But anyway, here is the quote. Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all. If you listen carefully, you will hear all that you need to know. The greatest wisdom is found in the silence. So what I'm going to encourage you guys to do this week is to take some time to just get still and talk to God. Talk to your angels. Ask what you want to know and know that you are connected to the infinite source of all things, and there is never, ever a disconnection. All right, guys, thank you for spending this 30 minutes with me. I am so thankful and I am so grateful. Reach out to me, www.angelswithfran, Angels with Fran Facebook, Angels with Fran Twitter, Angels with Fran Instagram, and make sure you check out the weekly angel forecast on my YouTube channel, Angels with Fran TV. All right, guys, talk to you later. Mucho love. Many blessings. Bye-bye.